Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise. And we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Always so grateful when you tune in to listen. Glad to have you here today because it's time for another edition of Talk to Me Thursday on Live the Promise. So second hour on Thursdays, we typically do something called Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book guests because you're my special guest. I pitch a question, and then I wait anxiously for you to call. Did you hear the word anxiously? I'm counting on you to talk with me today. So here's the question. When people ask, how are you? What do you say? What's your go-to answer? And then what's actually true? So here's my other question. How are you really? And I really want to know how you are. So that can be the question you lead with. But if you want to tell me how you answer that question, I'm just sort of curious. But let's talk about how you really are today. And you can call anonymously if you'd like. 877-933-2484. It's a toll-free call, 877-933-2484. Or you can email me, Susie, at myfaithradio.com. You know, I can't lie. So I some people say great all the time, and maybe they are just great all the time. And I've considered trying that, but I don't know why. I just can't do it. So if I'm not doing that well, often I answer, I'm all right. You know, I'm not going to unleash on everybody and anybody who'll listen. And if I'm doing well, I'll say that as well. So how about you? I mean, but some people I've heard them say that they just say it by faith, that and because they have a lot of reason to be thankful. And that's something that I might want to try on when I'm not doing well. I am still so blessed. I'm saved. I'm loved by God. That's enough, isn't it? It's more than enough. So that's enough reason to say, wow, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. So either way, I want to know how you're doing. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. One of the things I want to talk about this hour as we take your calls is the idea of moving forward to our next place of promise and how important it is not only to look back and consider with gratitude all the ways God has come through for us, but also to give time and space to sort through the losses and the hurts and the disappointments. So, you know, I write blessings on Facebook every morning and every night, and I wrote a new one for tonight, and here it is. And I just want to share it because maybe it'll stir up your phone calls, your thoughts on how you're doing. God invites you to move forward into your next chapter of life. There are two things you must do to experience an upgrade in your faith. One, give thanks to Him. Remind your soul of all the ways He's come through for you. He's been good. He'll be good again. And give time and space to sort through your hurts, losses, and disappointments. Jesus will help you reconcile your hurts within the context of His great love for you. Armed with a fresh sense of the goodness of God and with a freshly healed heart, you will be ready to enter into this next season He has for you. You can trust Him. Do the inner work. It'll be good for your soul. And rest well in Him tonight. You know what? There's something so powerful about both thanksgiving and lament. Thanksgiving, gratitude, and grief. And I wonder, maybe one of those or both are you've let get away from you. Maybe you've stopped being grateful because you're hurting, but you're numbing the pain so much that you're not grieving either. Well, that's a surefire way to get stuck. So how are you? I want to know. And maybe you're great. I want to hear that too. 877-933-2484. Bo Stern in her book, Ruthless, Knowing the God Who Fights for You, says, you know I'm small. In the face of an ever-sized battle, my faith often seems smaller than small. But God does not reject my too little faith. Instead, He breathes His strength into the seed and allows me to share the thrill of His supernatural resources. In a world that relentlessly reduces us to skin and bones, our God speaks abundant, outrageous life. He creates, He renovates, He turns trash into treasure, fish into a feast, and nearly invisible grain of faith into a mountain-moving force. He speaks, and beauty grows wild on our battlefield, causing giants to fall and joy to rise. He moves and hope runs loose through broken dreams, breathing life where death once danced. He is the God of more than enough. Believe it. So it's Talk to Me Thursday. I just want to know a very simple question. How are you today? Tell me how you're doing. What's life like for you right now? 877-933-2484. Glady, what a great name. It's checking in from Duluth. Hey, Glady, you're on the air.
Hello, Susie.
Hey, what a great name.
Good to talk to you.
You too. So what do you tell people when they ask you how you are?
Well, I often visit the local food co-op, and they'll say, how are you doing today, Glady? And I go, you know what? I'm grateful.
That's a perfect answer.
And, you know, I tell them that when I'm kind of in the middle and not always aware of just how I am. Mm-hmm. Now, if I'm doing wonderful, I say, oh, I'm doing just great today, you know. Mm-hmm. But when I don't know what to, you know, I hate to say good or fine, but I like grateful, you know, because then I know, and then I'll say, oh, it's so good to be alive.
That's so good. And the thing is, grateful can be an honest answer in the storm, you know. I mean, that's a sincere answer. And I even think it's an offering, isn't it? I mean, because there's a countless things you could say about what are breaking your heart. And there are people to say those things, too. But a great answer and what a model faith. I'm grateful. I just think that's fantastic.
Grateful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Glady.
My blessings.
Wow. Thank you so much. And we've got to count our blessings. Thank you for the call today. God bless you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. We've got a couple more calls coming in. I'm going to read you another one. This is so good from Bo Stern, her book, Ruthless, Knowing the God Who Fights for You. She says, if I'm ever going to know anything about God's character with certainty, I must be equally certain that some things about him will always be beyond my finite, fragile understanding. When I don't know the answer to a question such as why does God heal some people and not others, I remember that God is a mystery, and I lean hard on the things that I do know. I know he fights for me ruthlessly. I know he's good, always. I know he goes before me. I know he wins, always. I know that when I get to heaven, I will owe him everything, and he will owe me nothing. And that's enough for me. 877-933-2484. We've got Shirma. Is that her name? From Hartford, checking in. Hey, Shirma, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Susie.
How are you today?
I am great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good to talk with you. So, what do you tell people when they ask, "How are you?"
Well, usually I would say, well, depending on the day, but for the past few years, I would say, well, you know, I would tell you, but you don't have enough time, you know, it's not anything that you can help with, so don't ask that question. You don't really want to know, you know, but recently I have just realized that I need to be grateful and I need to ingest a lot more of the word in order to, you know, be able to feel that way. Mm-hmm. And I have to say also, I'm so grateful for your voice, Susie, because you're so mellow, you're even tempered, and you're so calm all the time. And I understand that I'm sure you're not always that way, but it's a soothing reminder of how we should be as Christians, you know, and what we should exhibit as Christians. So I appreciate that, and I'm grateful for you too.
Wow, Shirma, thank you so much. And I want to know how you are. How is life for you right now?
Well, right now, everything, nothing has really changed fundamentally, but I feel the peace that passeth all understanding. Wow. Because I know that I'm almost at the end of a battle that I've, you know, been fighting for, you know, a few years. And just feeling that feeling makes me aware that things are going to change soon.
That's so awesome. Can I pray for you?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Please.
Mm-hmm. Father, thank you for Shirma. Thank you for leading her into a place. It seems like you're leading her into the eye of the storm, that the battle is still there, but she's leaning on you, trusting your word, and peace is coming and flooding her soul. You're moving her to that place of power, Lord Jesus. And you are the God that fights for her. And as she rests in you, you fight for her. And I thank you that you're going to lead her to safe passage. You're going to calm the storm to a whisper. and lead her to a place of peace and strength and comfort her on all sides. And Lord, I pray that you'd bless her in every way that she's had trouble. I pray you'd bring abundant harvest in every way that she's known barrenness, God, that she would see you as the turnaround God. You're the God who redeems and saves and restores. Restore everything the enemy has stolen from her, we pray. In Jesus' name,
amen. Very powerful prayer. Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate you too, my dear. God bless you.
You likewise. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Tom, we got you from Fargo. Steve, you're up next. Hey, Tom, so good to have you on the air today. How are you?
Fine.
That was a trick question. How are you really, Tom?
Yep. Yeah, well, you know, you asked how does a person, you know, what do I say? Well, usually I say fine. Depends on who I'm talking to. If they know me, and then I can you know, like you. You know, if you know me, and a few other people, you know, a few other people know me. But you know what I'm saying, is that, a perfect stranger comes up, say, how are you, or how's your day? And you just say, fine, because they really don't care. They it's unlikely they really care. They really just, you know, that's just a generic question, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes back to who the person is, if they're a prayer partner, if they're a really good friend, they can tell how you are by your tone or even a text tone too.
Yeah.
You know, if you do something, if you reply to them kind of in a snarky way, they'll know that something's going on with your day. But back to the trick question. I'm not doing too bad. Except I know there's a lot of things you're blessing in the evening, or your what do you call that you're putting out tonight?
My blessings. I put them on in the morning and the evening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. It's as if you're sitting down listening to Lisa and I. Lately, it's really been, and it's not just you. It's a lot of people. It's. So God is really speaking to me, and
that's so good.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, when he's speaking and you're listening, that's just a profound moment, because that's when you're going to hear when it's time for you to move. He will give you the go ahead. And we need to pause here for a moment for a break. So Steve, hang on with me, and I see Elizabeth after that. But Tom, your conversation makes me want to just issue a charge for all of us, especially as Christ followers, to be more careful when we ask, how are you, unless we really want to know. I mean, that we would have time and space to grab someone by the shoulders and say, how are you really doing? Otherwise, maybe come up with a different greeting, because I think it's almost painful to kind of whip by someone and say, how are you, and not even wait for the answer. So I don't know, maybe a different approach. But Tom, you are a good friend, and we thank you so much. And I trust that God's going to make his way known to you and Lisa very, very soon. So bless you.
Thanks, Susie. You take care.
Yeah, you too. 877-933-2484. I really want to know how you're doing today. 877-93-FAITH. We'll be back in a minute. The question for you, how are you today? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it is another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because I'm counting on you. You're my special guest. And today's question is kind of simple. It's kind of twofold too. You can choose which one you want to answer or both. But when people ask you, how are you, do you have a typical answer that you give them? And also, how are you really? I'd love to know. Toll-free call here, 877-933-2484. Steve's checking in from South St. Paul. Hey, Steve, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. My name is Steve. I'm just you're such an inspiration to me each and every day that I hear when you speak on Thursdays.
Thank you.
And I'm feeling blessed. I feel like every day is a blessing because God gives us a new day and new light. in everything that we do, and then knowing that the Holy Spirit has really given me that thriving feeling because as my helper.
Yeah.
But more than anything, I guess what I feel most of the time is, I don't know, when I'm at work or wherever I am, I want to make a difference for other people. So I feel thankful most of the time. Wow. I've been a partner, not a partner to Faith Radio, but I haven't really been too much of a listener either. I think within a few months here, I've been a listener to Faith Radio, and I'm feeling blessed because every day that I listen, I feel like I'm learning something. Or when I hear you speak, it's such a wonderful feeling. I feel like I'm blessed in that way too, because it's information that helps to build my spirit, but build me up confidently.
Wow, Steve, I think
I'd say one of my what's that, Susie?
No, you go ahead. You finish. Go ahead.
Okay, so what am I really feeling? Well, see, what I'm most of the time, what I'm really thinking about is, what can I do that's going to make my life better, but the people around me, to be more of an influence on their life, so I can feel like I'm complete in their life, where I don't have to feel like I don't fit in, because my family, I come from a background where I'm more Christian orientated and more towards the substance of God. And now that I'm coming together with my wife and that we're driven by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and what God is doing. But the one question that I have is do you have to, how do you know when the church that you're attending is the right? Because I like everyday principle. Like, I listen to Joyce Meyer, I'm reading a book by Charles Stanley, and I like all those people. I'm just wondering, in Minnesota, because, like I said, everyday principle, I like everyday principle. Because if it's too prophecy, then it's too serious for me to understand. So each day that I pray and I ask God, go ahead, Susie.
I'm sorry, Steve. I have to jump in because we got starting to get a lineup of calls, and we've got a hard break coming up in a few minutes. But I would say, you're first and foremost, that your church is preaching Scripture and teaching, rightly dividing the word of truth, and not kind of departing off into extra things, so to speak. So I would say, one is be testing things against Scripture, and two, ask the Lord, is this where I'm called to serve? Because every church has its stuff, and you know, we're an imperfect bride being made perfect, but that God would make it clear to you, is this the place where you're to contribute to life there, be a part of the solution and part of moving the kingdom forward? And when you know that you're called there, you'll have the grace to be sustained there. So, but I really do love that your perspective is to be grateful, to be a blessing to others, and to look at how God can use you. I just think if we could all wake up each day that way, I think we would answer the way you do, that we're blessed and we're grateful. So, Steve, thank you so much for your call today. Really appreciate it.
No problem, Susie. Mm-hmm. I'm always glad to be listening or some way of interacting in some way, shape, or form to make a difference.
Mm. Appreciate that so much. Blessings on your day. And all right, we've got Elizabeth checking in from Wausau, and Karen and Kendra, we see you up there next. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, I'm new here, so I'm a little nervous. I've never called into a radio before. Uh-huh. But I was listening into your radio, and I think the question that I wanted to answer today is, how do I respond when people ask me how I am? And what popped into my head, which seems to be the theme of the show today, is whenever I'm asked during work, when it's a late night and I'm tired, how I'm doing, you know what I say? I say that I'm glad to be here.
Mm.
And this really seems to surprise people, because lots of people tend to assume that we don't want to be where we are. We don't want to be putting in the effort that we are. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just glad to have the opportunities that I have in life, thanks to the Lord. And he's really been helping me to see that I am lucky to be here, that I was put onto this earth in the place that I am, not because it's what I deserve, but it's because it's what I have. And I don't know. Lots of people don't understand that I am truly glad to be a part of this world. I'm not just living in emotions like a lot of people seem to be doing.
Well, you're communicating worth to the people that you work with by saying, I'm so glad to be here. I mean, that gratitude and that humility is speaking volumes to them. Because if you were grumbling and saying, I can't, you know, just waiting, counting the hours to get out of here, I mean, that sends a message too. So I just think that's just a beautiful model of Christ-like love without barely saying anything. So what a great idea. We're going to borrow that one, Elizabeth. I think that's fantastic. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And well done for your first time calling into radio. Fantastic. I love it.
Thank
you, sweetie. 877-933-2484. We got Karen checking in from Maplewood. Hey, Karen, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. And I got to tell you real quick, we got about two minutes, a little over 2 minutes to our hard break at the bottom. So on your mark, get set. Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll make it quick. I just was going to say that I'm usually a very introspective person. So when people ask me how I'm doing, it's hard for me to hide my kind of wear my feelings on my sleeve. And so for me, that's always been kind of a hard question to not just answer honestly, even. But so the experience I had was I was at my mom's apartment. She was in a senior complex, and I'd been visiting her and was just on my way out and kind of in a little bit of a hurry, needing to get where I needed to go. And there was an older gentleman sitting in the lobby in his wheelchair just by himself. And I just, you know, kind of rushed past him, but looked at him and smiled and, you know, said, how are you today? And he just calmly answered, blessed and thankful. And I literally just stopped in my tracks and turned around and just stared at him in the face, and I said, thank you so much for saying that, because I'm blessed and thankful now because you said that to me. And so every time people ask me that now, it's like those words go through my head. And even no matter what I'm feeling, because I think of that man sitting there and what he said to me, it just changes my attitude. And so that was just a ministry opportunity for me, and I loved it. So,
did you say he was in a wheelchair?
What I think of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, even that being that testimony. Yeah. Wow. That's such a good story too, Karen, because again, we choose our perspective. And I think without realizing it, instinctively, our wheel pulls us into the ditch off the road. And that God would put that man in your path like that to give a reframe of perspective. That's just beautiful.
I loved it. I loved it. And it really does. Yep. I picture him every single time people say hello to me and how are you doing? And I want to say blessed and thankful every time.
Yeah.
And sometimes I forget, but I do it now, and it changes how I feel that day. So
yeah, because we are blessed and thankful. I mean, in every circumstance, Bible says give thanks, right? And every circumstance,
there's
reason to count the blessings. So help us, Lord, to keep that
perspective. There is a reason.
Yeah. Oh, very
for
good.
Sure. Yep.
Thank you for calling today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great afternoon.
And you as well. 877-933-2484. Kendra from South Range, Wisconsin, and Nash from Minneapolis. You guys are up next. We'll be back in a minute. I did. That's Toby Mac. That's the song that I cycle to. It's amazing. Give me that funky Jesus music. Really glad you tuned in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and it's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday, and this is where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest, and every Thursday I throw out a question, and today's question is this, twofold actually. One is when people ask you, how are you? How do you typically answer? We've gotten some really great answers. It's been awesome, but then I also want to know if you dare to answer, how are you really? How you doing today? 877-933-2484. We've got Kendra checking in from South Range, Wisconsin, and then Nash, you're up next. Hey, Kendra, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, glad to have you today. So how do you answer people when they say, how are you, Kendra?
Well, I almost invariably say, quite well.
And it's funny because I promise myself when I'm having a bad day, I always think, well, when somebody asks how I'm doing, I'm going to say terrible. But when they ask me how I'm doing, I always feel better. So I always say quite well.
That's amazing. It must do something for your soul to just say that out loud anyway. I mean, it makes you look up, I suppose, huh?
That's right. You know, but I had a friend down in Georgia who she always said, I am wonderfully well and blessed and highly favored of God.
Mm. That's
and
a good
she
one too.
Still always says that. Hmm. Yeah, I like that. I'm not bubbly enough to pull that one off, but maybe somebody who's listening is.
Yes. Well, it's worth mentioning in case someone wants to grab that. Well, Kendra, thank you for that. You
That's
cheered
right.
me up today. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
God bless you. 877-933-2484. Nash, you're up next. Bruce, you're after Nash. Hey, Nash, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie.
How you doing today? Let me ask this. What do you say when people say, how are you, Nash?
That's a really great question. And I try to be as honest as possible because I think that is almost, you know, God's working through me so that God can then work through them. You know, like if I'm going through something, they can like lift me up.
Yes.
So right now I'm feeling very grateful. I think like I'm new finding my faith. So I just think all of this is amazing. I think everybody should know about Jesus.
Yeah.
And I wonder how we make that happen.
Well, you keep working out your faith in a very sincere way. Keep walking in a mile with God and being honest about your story, and that people will ask you about the hope that's within you, as the Bible says, and you'll be ready to answer them. And I actually am really with you on that. There's times when I'm in the storm and someone will ask how I'm doing, and if I sense I'm supposed to say it, I will say I'm in the storm, but God's with me here, you know? So yeah, just an honest answer. But well, I'm so appreciate your faith and that you're walking with the Lord, and just keep staying in the Word and just respond to the nudge of the Holy Spirit. Man, he'll get you where he wants you to go. So really good to have you on the air today.
Amen. Thank you, Susie. Appreciate all you do.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. 877-933-2484. We've got Bruce checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, Bruce, when people ask you how you are, what do you say?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question because I've kind of gotten away from using this answer, but I used to make a statement of faith and say, I'm better than I know or feel. Because regardless of where I am in life, whether I'm going through a high or a low, the ups and downs of life, I can never really fully comprehend or fully experience emotionally the extent of what God and Christ has done for me.
Okay, I'm going to borrow that, Bruce. Bruce, that's fantastic. I'm taking that. That's fantastic because you're so right. I mean, one thing I've said over and over again is there's going to be a moment in heaven for the fleeting moment we're going to realize how much we were forgiven. I mean, you know, it's like we don't even get the depth of our offense. When we say he forgives our sins, we don't know how deep our sins go, how much our sins have hurt others. He does, and he forgave it all and removed it from us. And what we have to look for in eternity, our eyes can't see, our hearts can't even imagine. So you are right when you say we are better than we know or even feel. I think that's fantastic. Wow.
And I have to tell myself that, too, a lot of times.
Yeah. That is a fantastic answer. This was for the worth the price of admission right here. So how are you doing really in life? I mean, how are things feeling? I mean, how are you? What kind of season are you in?
You know, there's a lot of good things going on. There's a lot of hard things going on. It's a big mix of activity and kind of a tornado of activity. But, you know, I'm just trying to keep one hand on the rudder and, you know, ask the captain for directions where
I'm
supposed to go next year.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, I appreciate your heart, Bruce. And this just reminds me of how blessed we are to have brothers and sisters, each of us working out our faith and trust in God. And I'm going to remember this answer. This is a good one. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
877-933-2484. So I dug into the 90s vault. Hang with me if you don't mind. But I just had to. I just felt the nudge to go back and listen to Scott Crepane. Any of you have ever heard of him? So stinking good. The song I'm going to have Kim play for me is called You Have Been Good. And I just think this is going to bless you like crazy. No matter where we are, no matter what we've done, Bruce really is such a, that's a great answer, that we are better than we know or feel. We're better than we feel, because no matter how we feel right now, God's been good. He's answered more prayers than we can imagine. He's gone ahead to prepare a prayer of place for us. The things he's prevented in our lives, we can't even fathom the near misses that we've experienced, because the goodness of God has intervened and prevented things. So we see his love, not only in what he's provided, but what he's also prevented. He has been good. Listen to this song. I pray it ministers to you the way it has to me today.
If I never get to see another rainbow, or share another laugh with a friend, if I never stand barefoot by the ocean, or get to kiss my child goodnight again, if I never have another prayer that's answered, or have another blessing come my way, if this is all I know,
song never gets old to me. That's Scott Crepane back from the 90s. You have been good. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and it's another edition of Talk to Me Thursday. And the question I'd asked, it's twofold, basically. When people ask, how are you? How do you typically answer? I've been so surprised by some of the answers that I've received. Just really so helpful, grateful and blessed. Some just say fine, but they don't always mean it. Bruce said something like, I wish I could find it here, better than I, what is it? I can't find it on my board here, but oh, better than I feel or know, something like that, because he's more blessed than he feels at the moment or even knows. That's so true. But I also want to know, how are you? How are you really doing? Love to know. You can even call anonymously, 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. And here's another excerpt from Bo Stern's book, Ruthless, Knowing the God Who Fights for You. She writes, God has gone before all things, before creation, before time, before you and before me. He has always been and will always be ahead of us with positions which positions him to see our fight from a different perspective. We stand on the shifting sand of the temporary, but he occupies the richly finished space outside of time. He has a clear view of the beginning and the end. God goes ahead of us into battle, which give us heaping helpings of courage. And here's why. If God goes first, he always knows what's coming, even when we don't. If God goes first, we never go anywhere alone. If God goes first, we can trust that he knows exactly which enemy is around the next corner and that he has the skills and resources to fight for us. If God goes first, we don't have to plot our own strategy or manipulate our own success. We only need to follow him. If God goes first, we can trust that he has placed the provision we will need for the days we will face, and we'll see it when we get there. God is always ahead of us, and we can run as fast as our little legs will carry us, but we'll never pass him up. It is, however, possible to lag behind or to go in another direction. The God who's always been first will always be first. And when we learn to trust that he's ahead of us, we'll begin to see his fingerprints all over the place. I've decided to follow Jesus, the one who goes first. Will you? Love that. David is checking in from Bloomington. Let's grab his call.
Hi, Susie.
Hey, David.
Yeah,
good to have you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. When I'm asked that question, I try and be relatively honest without burdening people.
Mm-hmm.
Or depending on the situation, may do like Dave Ramsey says, and better than I deserve. And sometimes that elicits additional conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But when I meet somebody, rather than saying, how are you doing? I've learned to say, so nice to see you today.
That's good.
And I found that two things happen with that. Number one, it doesn't burden people if they don't really want to share, or they don't want to, I don't want to say tell a lie, but, you know, if they're less honest
mm-hmm.
when you ask that question. But I think by just telling them, so nice to see you, it softens them up a little bit in one sense, and gives me a little bit more time to just assess where are they today and is there some other place I should go with them? So that's my general approach.
Boy, so you say, so nice to see you again. That's what you said?
Yep.
Love that. That's just great. And that's sincere because you're face-to-face with them and kind of taking their cue to see if there's more to say there. Wow, that's really great. Well, David, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call today.
You're welcome.
God bless you, sir. We're going to pause here and take a break. Talk to me Thursday on Live the Promise. And that question is, what do you say when people ask, how are you? And how are you really? I'd love to know. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute.
He started something good.
Our work's in progress, and we get to be without the condemnation. Isn't that amazing? I always laugh and marvel, that God will use me on a Monday knowing I'm going to blow it on a Tuesday. His mercies are new every morning, and his faithfulness is great. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise, and we typically do this every week, second hour on the Thursday show. We call it Talk to Me Thursday, where I don't book a guest because you're my special guest. And this is sort of a unique question, that's one I'm tossing out to you today. When people ask, how are you? What do you say? And we've had some very interesting responses, but I also want to know if you feel like sharing, how are you really? I mean, what's going on in your life? Got time for maybe one or two more calls, 877 933 2484. Vicky's checking in from Bloomington, Minnesota. Hey, Vicky, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you. I usually say I am doing so well, it's almost criminal. When people ask, what? I say, well, I am blessed abundantly, far more than I deserve.
Mm.
And it spurs very many wonderful conversations. And really, I'm doing wonderfully well. My mother-in-law and a dear friend died within the last 2 weeks, but you know what? I really am doing well. They both were Christians, and there's two more people in heaven waiting for me.
Wow, wow. God bless you. You are, you know what you remind me of, Vicky? You remind me of a party favor. You have this joyful exuberance about you, like even in your grief, that you can, you know, fix your eyes on eternity and know that they're waiting for you there. And but really, I get the sense you bring joy wherever you go. Wow, that's really precious.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. What a wonderful way. The joy of the Lord is my strength. That is for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lord Jesus, bless you, dear Vicky, as you walk through this season of life. So thanks for the call.
You are welcome. Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
God bless. All right. Pat is checking in from Blaine. Hey, Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, Susie. When people ask me how I'm doing, I love to tell them I am blessed more than I deserve.
That's a good one, too. And how do people typically respond?
You know, when they don't understand, they look at me and they're like, no, not really. And I said, no, really. And I'm thankful for it. So I've learned to be ready to add that in case they don't understand.
Wow.
But and I know that I'm thankful because I'm blessed.
And how about when you're walking through difficult times? Is it hard to say that, or has it come out pretty naturally for you?
It comes out pretty naturally, but still not all the time. And if I don't answer that way, I usually answer that I'm wonderful.
Wow.
It's just that mentality.
Yep.
It's just that mentality. You got to change it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, Pat, thank you so much for that. You're also just a ray of sunshine. I really appreciate your call today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for calling. God bless you. So Maria Furlow writes this in her book, Breaking the Fear Cycle. She said, it's no small thing to come to the end of yourself. So maybe you're in that place where you're listening and you're thinking, I can't give those answers. I'm barely hanging on by a thread. Well, hear this for you. It's no small thing to come to the end of yourself. It makes you feel vulnerable. It's humbling and it takes a lot of courage. I believe you're already brave. You can do this. Can you hand over all the things you hold on to so tightly? Would you be brave and open up your hands and release to God, a God who's waiting the things, who is waiting the things in your life that, I didn't get this. Would you be brave and open up your hands and release to God who's waiting the things in your life that keep a white knuckle grip on? My word, am I wrecked this? I'm going to start over. Hang with me, friends. Let's start over. It's no small thing to come to the end of yourself. It makes you feel vulnerable. It's humbling and takes a lot of courage. I believe you're already there. You can do this. Can you hand over all the things you hold on to so tightly? Would you be brave and open up your hands and release to a God who is waiting the things in your life that you keep a white-knuckle grip on? There are not many things I know for sure in this life, and there are not many promises I can make for certain. But this I can tell you with confidence. God will take care of them all. He is trustworthy. You can trust him. I'm going to play one last song from my 90s vault, if you don't mind. Scott Crepane is just an amazing artist from back then. This song has been on my heart so much lately, and it's called The Best Is Yet to Come. So if you're one of those people walking through the valley of the shadow and you're not able to muster, I'm fine, because you're just not fine. And you know what? It needs to be okay that we're not fine all the time, because life is hard, but God is good, and eternity is ahead for us. So listen to this song. I pray it ministers to you, and then I'll come back to pray. I can hardly wait to make it. Is yet to come. You know that. For unbelievers, life on earth is as good as it gets. But for those who are in Christ, the best is yet to come. I want to pray for you. And I want to read this blessing as we go out. And then I'll pray. God invites you to move forward into your next chapter of life. There are two things you must do to experience an upgrade in your faith. Give thanks to Him. Remind your soul of all the ways He's come through for you. He's been good, and He'll be good again. And give time and space to sort through your hurts, losses, and disappointments. Jesus will help you reconcile your hurts within the context of His great love for you. Armed with a fresh sense of the goodness of God and with a freshly healed heart, you will be ready to enter into this next precious season He has for you. You can trust Him. Do the inner work. It'll be good for your soul. And rest well in Him tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for my dear friend listening today. Thank you so much for your amazing, amazing love for us. Thank you that even when we're not fine, we are blessed. We are loved. We're not cursed. We're highly favored. And the best is yet to come. So, Lord, on those low seasons and those dark days, help us to look up and remember we are more blessed than we know. And we are on a pilgrimage to a most holy city. And one day we'll see you face to face. And all of our troubles will be out of our mind, never to remember it again. So help us to live with eternity in mind. Help us to live, God, like your promises are true, because they absolutely are. You love us, and nothing can separate us from your amazing love. We love you back, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I pray you were encouraged today. You've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. It's such an honor to serve you every single day. I want you to remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He is the one who keeps you strong to the end. Have a really wonderful day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.